Yes, on News Time is 7:39. We have emergency triple team traffic. And back over to you, Andy.
Well, it's going to take a long time to get from Ogden to Salt Lake City this morning on I-15, with most of your extra time coming between Sunset and Kaysville. Had a couple of accidents between Layton and Kaysville, a couple crashes that caused this backup. Both are out of the way. One of them's cleaned up, but you just can't shake all the slowdowns. If you're on southbound Highway 89, be prepared for really extra thick traffic through Fruit Heights and through Layton, but not as bad as you get into Kaysville and towards Farmington. A little bit of slowing has appeared on southbound I-15 now near the 5th South Bountiful exit as well. Eric Butler?
We don't have any accidents in Salt Lake County on the freeway, but you do have, we do have one southbound accident. That's at 4500 south and not causing any delays. But as far as the delays are concerned, we do have that without accidents all the way from the Bluffdale exit up towards 106 south, and then you've got general slowing from that point all the way up into South Salt Lake, so add some extra minutes to your drive time there. Len Thomas?
Well, Eric, if you're on Bankator Highway, there's some spots of slowing in West Jordan, again near the Kearns area, and then at 3500 south. 5600 west, though, is a really thick and tight ride from Kearns all the way to the 201 freeway. If you're out in Magna, it's also slow coming off of 8400 south toward 3500 south, and out toward Lake Point. Off of I-80, it is slow from Lake Point on SR-36 to Stansbury Park. Right now at Batteries Plus, bulbs save $20 on X2 Power Marine batteries after mail-in rebate, located in North Logan, Orem, and West Valley City. See batteriesplus.com for details. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.